Today we are talking about victory over sin. We all have this unseen enemy every day in our life. Sin. What is sin? Somehow this has become a forgotten word in pulpits these days, because we think that our sins are forgiven and we are all very good. There is nobody right like me. There is nobody so righteous like me. If Jesus comes first, I will go. That sort of attitude we have had. We don't care. Sunday worship. Who wants to come to Sunday worship? Pastor will say something. Then if I hear something, I will hear. I will miss the meetings. Then also hearing, what is the thought inside? When Jesus comes first, I will go. I do not know how far that will be true, but it's not that easy as you think. It's not as easy as you think, because we have this fight against sin. Sin is something that will pull down all what we have built for years. What is sin? Last week I told you, when you break the law, that's the sin. Last week I explained even, is it there in YouTube? Yeah, last week's sermon is there in YouTube. You can go and see how the Ten Commandments are still relevant and more amplified in the New Testament, and how we need to always be conscious of our life. Now let me tell you, friends, sin is your enemy from first to last. Devil will not come always before you, but you have something that the devil gave to Adam, which is passed on to you, which is the seed of sin. Sin dwells in us. Nothing good dwells in us. Last week I told you, you want to do something good, but you end up doing something bad. Paul had that dilemma. I don't know how many of you have that dilemma. Paul had it. I have it many times. I don't know how many of you have that. We love to do good, but we end up doing the bad. We do not want to do the bad, and we do not want to end up doing good. So this dilemma inside of us, that's because of sin. If you read Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, it says the sin that easily entangles us. Hebrews 12:1, it entangles on us easily. It's like a magnet. Wherever you go, our network follows. Which one? The dog. Not only dog, sin also follows. That's why it is. Sin follows you. It wants to catch hold of you. It wants to disturb your communion with you. It wants to make you as addicts to sin. You know what is addiction? Sinning again and again. What is sin? Away from the presence of God. That's sin. Away from the presence of God is sin. You don't have the communion with God. You love being in the world. You like the phone which you carry full time. If you get that, that's enough. Full time in Facebook. Full time in WhatsApp. What's happening in WhatsApp? If that is not there, our minds are unrest. It's an addiction. Some people cannot see without watching the Dracula movie. They want some thrill in sleeping. Because in the sleep, it comes every week. So it's a thrill. Adrenaline rush. Some people have selfie addiction. So one person is taking selfie in front of the train. Did you see that video? Video is that fellow died. He was not even alive to see the selfie. What about the other? Some people like to go through Nandi Hills early in the morning. Go to that point which they have said, don't go. Why? Smart people, no? Fellow, your smartness of sin will catch you someday. If the people have said something, don't do that. But we have this thing, you know, I have crossed the border, and you get that excitement feeling. Sin has pleasure, you know, that pleasure feeling. Sin is your enemy. You have to fight against it till your last breath. I said till your last breath. Amen. You give your children your mobile and tablets. You're destroying their future. Till 12 or 13, till their age, don't give them. Your child has the first view of something very bad or porn, probably as eight, early as 6 or 7 these days. That's what the analysts say. You know what is all those? I don't want to, this is not a platform to tell that. But let me tell you, anything that pulls you away from the presence of God is sinful. And as long as you live in sin, you do not have victory. Amen. I have heard of many, many big men of God who have spoken from the pulpits. How many of you know that your eyes are like camera? It's a camera. The first camera is your eye. You see things. Where it gets stored? in the medulla oblongata or cerebrum or cerebellum, I do not know. Somewhere it gets stored. But it's not TB, 1000 TB memory and all, it's full of memory. So when you're old, whatever sins you have done in your youth, sometimes if it is not washed, if it's not cleansed, comes back to haunt you. I know that as a pastor. I've heard of many testimonies where big men of God have tried to abuse. I'm telling you, big men of God in their old age have tried to abuse women. Why? Subconsciously this was stored. So don't think that today you can say nobody will do nothing. It's all a problem. Be careful with your life. Sin will catch you. Sin will catch you one or the other day. And that's why Jesus came, so that you will say bye-bye to the sin that follows you. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sin is dangerous. Sin will destroy you. Sin will disturb your equilibrium with God. Sin is dangerous. Do not play with it. Do not flirt with it. Sin will find you. Sin will hold it. And I want to tell you, friends, Jesus came so that you will have victorious over sin. And today I want to tell you some steps in which you can be victorious over sin. Now, what is sin? For us, that's what I said. We do not have that life of looking into whether we have done anything that is causing a harm to our life. I want to talk to you from 1 John through the chapters and give you 5 ways in which you can overcome sin. How you can be victorious over sin. How you can be victorious over addictions. And I trust that this will help you. In this 1 John epistle itself, there are 27 references of sin. How much? In 5 chapters, the Greek root. If Jesus came and took away sin, he needn't have to tell it 27 times, correct? See, when you, many a time you will hear this preaching, Jesus took away your sin, so you're happy and peace. Yeah, Jesus took away your sin, but that doesn't mean you can continue in your sin. Hallelujah. Now itself, you are not telling hallelujah. I do not know when I will reach 0.5, complete, we get out only. Last week, hallelujah. Lord, I pray that send your spirit upon your people, that they will be receptive. So friends, in this 1 John 1, we read, I want to tell you some important truths about how we can be victorious over sin. Number one, and never forget, sin is your enemy, your greatest enemy. Today I want to tell you is sin. Whatever takes you from the presence of God is sinful. That doesn't mean you have to go to Himalaya and be an ascetic there. No. What I'm trying to tell you is, know what is right. Know what is wrong. Understand your identity. Number one, confession of sins. Confession of sins helps you to overcome sin. Hallelujah. If you read 1 John chapter 1 and verse 8 to 10, if we say we have no sin, who is telling that? In this passage, John is telling, including himself also. He's not telling, if you say you have no sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Hello, ultra high class sinners. No, hallelujah. I'm including that. Because we sin. Sin has somehow catch hold of us. But there is an escape from sin, and that's what I'm going to tell you. And that's what is, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. John said, in John's Gospel 4, we read about the true worshippers worshipping God in spirit and in truth. So when you come to God's presence, what we see is our sin, our pitfalls, our shortcomings. Today, as Moses led the worship here, how many of you thought about how much have we grieved? You may not be, we probably know. Or some people do it early in the morning and then say, wash my sin. That's good. But if you do not have that attitude, that pricky feeling, whether you have turned away from God, you are not going to get over your sin. Hallelujah. It says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we say, if, how many of you are computer science? There's an if-else statement. If. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Somebody said, praise the Lord. I want to tell you, all the rubbish that you have done, all the rubbish you have thought, he's faithful to cleanse it from all. That's the power of confession. But you have to just go to him with introspection. You should say, Lord, I'm sorry. I have made my own law, forgetting your law. What the world wants, I do. Otherwise, I am cut off from the world. Some people call it as peer pressure. Peer pressure is sin pressure. Join the crowd. Join the crowd, buddy. Join the crowd. Join the crowd, buddy. Join the crowd. I have heard of a concept called office couple. What is office couple? Husband and wife married. But in office, the wife is not there. No? So in office one. I'm talking about Bangalore. I have heard of office couple swap. Where they come into an agreement telling, I'm not legally bound to you forever. I can go and marry anybody and anyone. If we confess our sins, he is faithful. Without confession, there is no delivery. Every day in the evening, take some time to switch off your phone, switch off everything and say, Lord, I come to you. Teach me your way. Have I offended you? And the Bible says, this can only happen because of a fellowship which we have with the Father. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 3. 1 John 1 and verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you. And that's what I am also doing to you. I have heard from wonderful men of God. I have heard. And what I have seen, I am declaring unto you. There is sin that is trying to capture you. Be careful. All what you built over years can go in a split second. That you may also have fellowship with us. So you should have good fellowship with your pastor. Somebody said, praise the Lord. What is fellowship? Invite him sometime to your house. Give him some good food. Dham is ready? Okay. Dal nahi aaya re. Abhi. Hallelujah. So, fellowship with us. Have fellowship with the people who minister God's word to you. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Yeah. Have fellowship means not only eating, but having life. Our life we share with you. You pour out our life. We pour out our life for one another. And it says, that you may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and His Son Jesus Christ. Our fellowship is with Him. When we praise Him, we accept His healing. When we praise Him, when we worship Him, we expect and accept His power in our lives. And that's why we are coming to worship God. Hallelujah. After worship, you'll power charge people. Your power packed people. Why? It's not something emotional or hysteria. It will not come when you dance for Michael Jackson's tune. But it will come when the ministry of God's word is happening in your life. Hallelujah. So we have fellowship with the Father and the Son. When you have fellowship with darkness. When you have dealings with darkness. When you have dealings with dark people. In Hollywood, Weinstein, actor, producer, is exposed because he flirted and destroyed the lives of many actresses which you enjoy seeing on the TV screen. Harvey Weinstein. Imagine if Bollywood opens up. That's all. And the South Indian cinema also is not that clean. So they are keeping it mum. All the actresses are keeping mum. They want fame. Just one casting couch experience. They are in. We are not called for that. We are not called for fame or name. We are here to lift the name of Jesus. That's all. That's our purpose. That's our maksad. That's our pattern in life. Not to become big and compromise on things. When I say fellowship with Son and Father, it is prayer. When is the last time you prayed 5 hours at a stretch? 5 hours. 6 hours at a stretch. Fellowship with the Father. Fellowship with the Son. Hallelujah. Shutting the door. Going inside. Sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer. That calls me from a world of care. And bids me at my Father's throne. Make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer. May you make your way back to your prayer rooms and let sin leave your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Never go away from the room of prayer. May you never leave the throne room of prayer. We oft escape the tempter's snare because of the sweet hour of prayer. Last week you went in different directions. We went in cars, motorcycle. You know what? Somebody's prayers are following you. Hallelujah. In a church which prays, you're always covered in prayer. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Health issues could have been bad. Sicknesses could have come. Accidents could have just banged us on. Why? Sweet hour of prayer. Hallelujah. Confession of sins. So prayer keeps your fellowship right. So when you have an active prayer life, addictions, you give more importance to prayer, to meet with the Father, to meet with the Son. And in this first step itself, sins lose their grip. Amen. Second important thing in escaping from sin and addiction is commitment to the Word. Commitment to the Word. 1 John chapter 2 verse 3 to 6. 1 John chapter 2 verse 3 to 6. And hereby we do know that we know Him if we keep His, what's that? Commandments. Pastor, what commandments of God? Yeah, the Bible is full of commandments. Hallelujah. If you do not see a commandment, come and tell me, I'll tell you. Bible is full of commandments. We do know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. So you can only go to God if you keep His commandments. Coming to a Sunday service. If you miss one Sunday service and try praying on a Sunday evening, it will not work. It will not work. It will malfunction. If you say 3 days no prayer, it will be revealed in your office. How many of you know that? Very good experience. Hallelujah. You spend all the day in the things of the world, forget the Lord for 2 days, that's all. Finished. And that's what the Bible says. You should be committed to keep His commandments. The Bible is full of His commands. Right and wrong. Don't think about Old Testament, New Testament. That is excuse givers who will say, oh, Old Testament, Pastor, this is New Testament. And last week I cut all those theories and said, in New Testament, it's the amplified version of the Old Testament. We have to keep His commandments. We have to passionate about children. Honor your parents. When the elders come, rise up and respect them. These are good things. Honor. So that all may go well with you. When you are angry, you are killing. I explained to you last week. So that's a command. So you should be judicious, committed in keeping those commandments. Pastor, Old Testament, then and there. Judgment was in. Correct or no? Then and there. Spot, on the spot. You do something, gone. Why in New Testament God is not doing that? Advocacy of Jesus. Advocacy of Jesus. Look at 1 John 2 and verse 1. Hallelujah. 1 John 2 and verse 1. Hallelujah. And my little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. See, if Jesus would have taken away the sins of the world, why did John again say, hey, don't sin, man? No, sin. That urge to sin is with us. So that's why St. John is telling, my little children, I write unto you, sin not. But in case, then it says, in case, and if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Everybody say, advocate with the Father. You have always an advocate. Today also. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You have an advocate. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So when I sin, sometimes without a knowledge, when I get angry with my wife sometimes, and you get angry. Or I get angry with somebody else. Or I say a lie. Or I immediately the Bible says I should be gone. Immediately the Lord Jesus will come to my rescue. Father, you are dwelling in unapproachable light. Ashley is someone who trusts in my blood. He will be okay. The Holy Spirit is in him. Wipe his blood. That's why the engine is moving till this much. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. You have a big advocate. And many things that are happening in your life is because of his advocacy. Somebody lift your hands and say, Lord, I thank you for being my righteous advocate before the presence of the Father. I thought I have nobody, but I know I have you in heaven. I have your spirit on me on earth. It is with me. It is surrounding me. I am engulfed by the presence of God. I have an advocate. Somebody who have made Jesus as their advocate. Go ahead, give God the thanks and give him the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, Rashakabadara. Your advocacy, oh God. You are advocating for me. You are standing for me. Otherwise, I would have been perished and gone. I would have been in the dumps of the world. We all have sins. But Jesus stands for you. Jesus stands for you. We have an advocate with the Father. Homework, go and read Psalm 19. Just write it there, Psalm 19. Thy law, by keeping your commandments, I have great delight. See, more than you get the satisfaction from getting Satya Paul sari. There is a Satya Paul sari. Satya Paul, I know, I have heard of it. You get it by keeping his commands, by walking. By walking in his way, the joy that we get is not even compared to be imagined with the pleasure of sin. Do you understand that? Hallelujah. Compared to the pleasure of sin, the bliss that we have in our heart because of the presence of our Savior is far beyond anything. Hallelujah. Oh, we give you the praise. Hallelujah. So second, we should be committed to his word. Commitment to the word will keep you from sin. Hallelujah. Look at verse 4, 1 John 2:4 again. He that saith, I know him. So you all say, Pastor, I know Jesus. Okay, if you know Jesus, you will keep his commandments and you are known about by him. And then it says, verse 5, but whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. As you keep his commandments, something happens in your life, and that's the love of God that is being made perfect. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. You will overflow. You will be a carrier of God's love. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 6, you have to read that. You have to mark it down again. Okay. He that saith, he abideth in him. Oh, we are Christians, you know? Christ is in us and we abide in him. Correct? How many of you tell that? Can I see your hands? You all say that you are in him? Okay, here we go. He that saith he abideth him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. As who walked? Jesus walked. 24 hours. Last 24 hours. Did we walk like Jesus walked? What was the joy of Jesus? To spend time with his Father. What was the joy of Jesus? To do the Father's work. His disciples went to get some food. His disciples went to get some food for Jesus while he was on a hot Sunday. I don't know if it's Sunday or Monday. But anyway, it was a worship day probably. And there was a lady who was coming and talking to Jesus. And disciples came food from there. And our Lord got a soul. He started because this lady needed some breakthrough. Disciples are waiting with hot something, probably kupus or something, you know, kupus, hot kupus. Jesus is continuing his sermon. Master, don't you know that you have to eat food? My food is to do the will of my Father in heaven. Even food can be an addiction. How many of you know that food can be an addiction? If that time that particular food is not given, what comes out, that is sin. Eat to live. don't live to. If I snatch that phone from you, from your children, what will happen? Rukos, let that rukos be there. That's the sound of sin when it leaves. Don't ever try meddling. Hallelujah. We know that we abide in Him by walking as He walked. Did God bring down the standards? Pastor, I am a lay believer. Shut up. You say you know Him? Walk as Jesus walked. Live as He lived. How much time did you pray for souls this week? Father, shelter house, there should be souls. But you are looking at the empty chairs and no chairs. Why? No prayer. You are not praying. Who will God give? Doing for the Father's work should be your highest priority. Wherever you are posted. How many people have you shared the good news? And I am telling you again and again. Come to the conference. Come please. Come please. Come. If you are automatically tuned, you would say, Pastor, forget about us coming. You just organize it. You understand the difference? Why? Because we are not walking as Jesus walked. If you obey, if you say to be a Christian, if you are not walking according to how Jesus walked, you are in big trouble. Today, you are going to walk as how Jesus walked. Trying. You are moving. You are spending time in prayer. You are conversing with God. You are having communion with God. You are having a life that is, hallelujah, blessed. Because you, that, your standard of life is nothing less than the standard Jesus practiced. Let me tell you that. All of us should live like how Jesus lived. There was a movement called What Would Jesus Do? Movement. It was among the youngsters. So, if given a drug, what would Jesus do? Will he drink? That is a short form. What would Jesus do? Every moment, keep that in your mind. What would Jesus do? When your mother-in-law takes that phone and sometimes you know that when that call comes, you know, that is the most pressure boiling call. You know, all of you have good mothers in law. Praise the Lord for that. Talking about somebody else in other church. But that's the time when your fruit will be revealed for the glory of Jesus. Amen. So, when that call comes, you should think, what would Jesus do? For all the attacks she's giving, shield of faith. And you are victorious over sin. Amen. All the daughters-in-law who have not called your mothers-in-law for a quiet, take your phone today and call them. Huh? Yo, Pastor, somehow I am making that not to happen and you are telling this to happen. I am praying so that that volcano will not burst one day. Today, after the message is done, she is in a good spirit. Who? Somebody said, praise the Lord. The bondage of sin is broken as the ministry of God's word is done. Hallelujah. We would walk as Jesus walked. Hallelujah. We will talk as Jesus talked. We will have a commitment to build His word, to build His work. A commitment, passion to work for the Lord. After all, you are earning so much. Will it come to you in your grave? See, we say dust to dust you return. We will not say note to note you return. Whatever you have left, others will snatch it and go. They will cry, oh, he was a good man. What she has left? Ah, some good fortune in the bank. Okay, dust to dust you return, ash to ash. We have your big Gandhi. Thank you for that. Now it is colorful Gandhis, no? Pink and purple. Wow. Third, communion of the Holy Spirit. If you want to take victory over sin, third, communion of the Holy Spirit. In the Bible says, 1 John 2:15 to 17. I want to finish it quickly. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Love not the world. Pastor, that when I was driving that cycle, God blessed me with a Yamaha, RZ, whatever. After that, God blessed me with Maruti Swift. When you are in the Swift also, you are not feeling that. It's not enough for me. So what should I do? Go to the next one. Benz, Saturn. Benz also is not so. Love not things in the world. I'm not telling you cannot enjoy things which God gives you. You can, but your desire for that thing is wrong. When is the last time you desired for some spiritual gift? When is the last time you desired for the blessings to be used by the Lord? When you get a job, Pastor, you know where I'm working? Oh, where are you working? I mean, White House. So what? Love not the world. The certificates of the world, the medals that they give, that's all waste, fell people. It will all not come with you. If something comes with you, it's the word that you invested in. The word of God. The word of God. The word of God. All the degrees are worthless. All the material wealth is worthless. Pastor, please pray that I will have a wife. Okay, I prayed. Marriage over. After that, where are you? Honeymoon for 1 year. Huh? When is the last time where you said, we and our house, we are giving us back to the Lord. Pastor, pray that we will have children. Okay, I pray. The children are coming. After that, sister, I'm not seeing you for prayer. Pastor, child has come, no. Don't give your children as an excuse from seeking the Lord. All of you come together and serve the Lord and say, Lord, whatever, you have given me a job, that job is yours. Help me to do your will here. You have given me a family, that family is yours. For the work of the gospel, if all of us have that thought, how much will the work of God increase for the kingdom? Everybody say, for the kingdom. For the kingdom. My life is for the kingdom. Everything that I have is for the kingdom. Hallelujah. Love not the world and the things that are in it. So whatever things you see around, don't love. That's what I say. In one church, one pastor sent me this. You will also attend some meetings like that. Some prophets will come and say, hey, your ATM pin is 4370. First time you are also looking, I forgot about that ATM. How can you know it? Miracle money is coming. Now I am praying, somebody will put money. Friends, the church is not designed for to be a bank account. Anything, any teaching that causes you to love the Lord, the world more than your... I heard it with my own ears in Bangalore, everything is there. When you get inside the car, immediately the fuel will increase, it seems. And all the people, church believers are going to see if the fuel has increased. I don't know how many of them has increased or not. Instead of meeting the Savior, looking at the fuel tank. Instead of meeting the Savior, looking at the SMS. It's wrong! It's judgmental. It's deterioration. Let's preach Christ who was crucified. Hallelujah. We have not come to the church to say, you come, give 100, he will give you 10,000. That is a thing of the world. That's God's standard. You give anything, he will give back to you. That's God's principle. But you cannot say, hey, you try giving and make God as a bank an interest. No. That's wrong. Because the Bible says, love not the world. And everything that is in it. Because next verse says, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. There is something called as the love of the Father. Where you enjoy in your Father's love. Where you are revering, where you are fearing in your Father's love. How many of you know that the Father's love is here this morning, filling your hearts? You will not find it anywhere else. It's in the community of the saints. The Father's love is coming. Not when you say... When you nag your husband, that thing which Kareena Kapoor wore, I want that. Love not the world or anything in it. Take step by step. Don't use your credit card simply and be a debtor. What you have, use. God will improvise. God will give you more. You have all cars. When is the last time you have said, Pastor, let's go to a village and just pray. I have a car which God has given me. I want to drive it for the kingdom. When is the last time you said, Lord, I was alone. You have given me a wife and children. I want to do something for you. What we have done, this is the church. But when is the last time you have done? It's not easy. Love not the world and anything in it. Because if anything is there... Now I understood, if I lose my Aadhaar card or number, I can go to these people. Prophet, tell me my Aadhaar number, I forgot. Prophecy is not given for that. And I was just thanking God, if at all some debit card or credit card goes to this man, they will sit in God's presence and
What is the pin number, Lord?
Prophecy is not for that. Prophecy is given to edify you, to bring you back to the presence of God, to bring you back to the throne room of God. Prophetic is for some people who forgot their name, suddenly he will tell the name. Vijay Kumar! You know where he got it? One trick I know. Go to Facebook. Who likes shelter house page? Some names. I see a word. Vijay Kumar! Who told you my name?
What is January 25th, 1960?
My birthday! You put it in your profile, man. Don't you know the date which you were born? Prophecy is not given for you to remind you of the birthday and tell the prophet, hey, see how much I know about you.
If at all they know things about all the, I should say we should deploy them to Kashmir boundary. We can know from where the terrorists are entering.
When I see these things, the blood in me boils. Because the spiritual services are not designed for that. Spiritual desires, sacrifices and services are ordained so that you will give it all to the Lord. Pastor, you take it all. It's not about me. It's all about Jesus. I surrender all. I surrender all. My house, my wealth. It's not for me to get anything. Whatever I got from him is for you. Hallelujah. And then crown him as the prophet of prophets. These words you will hear. Transmatism, transmitism, God of information. God's information is not for snooping into somebody else's PIN card. God's information is not for me to snoop what your Aadhaar number is. You will also hear about mysticism, mystical dance, Trinitarian dance, some terms. Okay, these days, I'm in this field, I know. That's why, keep away from them. Miracle money, miracle fuel, gold teeth. What's that? Gold teeth. You take the teeth and I thought God gave the teeth to eat something. You know? Gold teeth. Gold falling. What did Peter say? Silver and gold, I have none. But what I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Spiritual services are not designed for anything like that. Selling anointing oils, 10 rupees. Don't go and buy that. Curse will be on your house. Nothing of the spiritual services are for, don't buy any anointing oil and a bottle. You drink that, you will have diarrhea. Don't ever go into all those things. Healed water? No. No. It's all anti-scriptural. It's against the word of God. Come back to God. Thou God as He is. May the love of God fill your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why I am telling you this is because you are surrounded by doctrines like this. Well, by faith if you drink a water, you know, you can say, Lord, I'm drinking this water as a faith, my faith. Not upon the water, but your hand. I just want to have that faith. And you take. But buying anything, that's all. If I tell, buy all my handkerchief, 100 rupees. Why? In Acts there is all the handkerchief help. So all of the believers, what? Going and getting. Christy will be standing in queue. Not you. I know you will not stand. But in case, just give me a, standing in queue. For what? Kerchief of pastor. All my germs will enter you. Don't even do that. Now these things are, I need to tell you, so that you will not fall into sin. Hallelujah. The communion of the Holy Spirit, that's what it says. 1 John 2:27. But the anointing that you receive from him dwells in you. You don't need anybody to teach to you. You have that oil. When you hear the right word, you know, that's right. That's true. That's wonderful. You have that. 1 John 2:27, the anointing that teaches you. Communion with the Holy Spirit. What? When is the last time you heard Holy Spirit telling you anything? Hallelujah. The fourth important thing. I'm done. Conviction to do right things. Fourth thing. Conviction to do right things. To escape from sin. 1 John 3:9 to 10. Quickly. I have to go quick here. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. His seed remaineth in him and he cannot sin because he is born of God. What is that? Whoever is born of God. How many are born of God here? Means you have had your rebirth. You're born of God. I'm telling you, the seed, sperma, it's called sperma, the seed of God is inside of you. If something good happens from your life, it's because of that seed of God's word. If you say a praise the Lord to a pastor, it's because of that good. If you do something good to your community, it's because of the seed.
Otherwise, it will not take moments for you to rape somebody. It will not take moments for you to kill somebody. It will not take moments to cheat somebody. We cannot do that. Why? This is the seed of God. And we are safe from addiction. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Seed of God remains in us. 1 John 3:9 and in 10 we read, in this the children of God are manifested and the children of devil. So there are two groups, children of God, children of devil. Are you following me? Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Simple. Neither he that loveth not his brother. Not only doing righteous things, but if you are not loving your brother. What's that? If something happens to one of our brothers here, it should affect me. If you say, Pastor, I am my own problems itself, I have. When you are in problem, nobody will be there. And one more thing you should understand. When you live a life of righteousness, the love of God comes to your life. Amen. So we should be filled with love. When I see Priya, I see so happy. We love her. All of you similarly. You may not like seeing me every week, but I like seeing you. Just see the side of how God has led you through the years, through the problems, through the situations. All our families, Christie's, Charlie's sister, auntie, brother Bevin, brother Vijay, how God led you. When you come and sit and thank the Lord, we love God. And we are concerned about one another. And I want to give you a new definition of love. Go the next verse. That loveth not his brother. For this is the loveth not his brother. So if you are not loving, if brother Winston is not loving me, it's a sin. That's what it says. Similarly for all of you. May the love for your pastor increase in Jesus' name. And may my love towards you increase and for you one another. When is the last time when you said a message? Hey, Pastor, how are you doing today? Is everything okay? Abba, I thought my message itself will destroy you. That's why I didn't send a message. You said it's really warming. Nothing else. Just that message. Love. Loving your brother should be in your blood. How should we love? Now your hallelujah will not come again. First John 3:16. Hereby perceive we the love of God. Okay? 3:16. Hereby perceive we the love of God. You know what is the love of God? Because he laid down his life for us. What is the love of God? He laid down his, that is the laying down life. Surrender. Doctor Saab, I'm giving my life for you. That sort of love. Next verse. Can you all read together? Because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. You know what was the context here? There was a big persecution happening, and suddenly some disciples were caught. Okay. They said, okay, I'm not a disciple, but I know another fellow there. You can catch him. I can escape. That is the context. So when you love, you lay down your lives for one another. That is love. That is love. What is love? Laying down life. Pastor, but I thought that girlfriend whom I got from college is my love. You're laying down his life. That's not laying down your life. But as God loved us, we lay down our lives for one another. We go the extra mile. We travel the second phase. Hallelujah. 3:16-8. My little children, everybody say, little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So, conviction to do righteous. I have to love. No matter. Bitterness has no place in Christianity. Amen. Bitterness. Somebody say, bitterness has no place. Jesus is always for love. God is always for love. How is your love life? Are you laying down your lives for one another? For calling you for the conference, I know I'm laying my life. Lay down your life. Somehow make it. Somehow love the Lord. The last thing, confidence in God. In our flesh, we cannot escape from sin. Like I told you, These are all recorded in the subconscious mind. But because of the blood of Jesus, it will all be purged away. Amen. Even from your subconscious mind. That's the power of the blood. And when we have confidence in God. Joy, can you just play some music here? 1 John 5:18 and 19. 1 John 5:18 and 19. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. 1 John 5:18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth. It's hard for you to sin, brother. I'm telling you. It's hard for you to sin. After you have a fellowship with God like that, communion, as I told you, the first point was confession of sin, introspecting every day. Lord, did I hurt you? Did I? Living in the light of God, the fellowship. The second, commitment to do His word. When we are focused to do what He said, what He is revealing to us every day. Your work is only to do what He says, right? Not what the devil says. Devil will run away by this time. Third thing, when you have a communion of the Holy Spirit will say, hey, like that clothes and share it. Or tell it to somebody. CPG community prayer group, gather together, pray. Our heart is doing that. Kingdom work. We don't have time to think what the devil is telling us to do. Amen. Communion of the Holy Spirit. Go to the church. Be strong. Be strong in your family. Do work for the kingdom of God. Go to that place. Go to that village. Do something there. Talk to your pastor. Tell what you can do more. How you can improve or scale up your operations. So that people will be saved. Communion of the Holy Spirit. Conviction to do righteous. How? Laying down your lives. Laying down our lives. That's love. When we see one another, such joy should be there. Such love and warmth should be there. That's what God designed for us. For calling you for one day, something meaning itself. Or something meaning something. But you should be telling, come on, let's gather. It's okay. Let's gather together and pray. That's love. That's love. May all the addictions of sin be broken in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. Means the Lord keeps you. Jesus keeps you. And the wicked one toucheth him not. Today I decree to every wicked one that is touching around your life and praying, take away your wicked hands in the name of Jesus. This is a spiritual decree. It's going away in the name of Jesus. As you become strong in God's word, as you come against sin, as you are on the offensive against sin, the wicked one cannot touch you. The next verse, hallelujah. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in darkness. It's okay. I may be called a pauper. I may not be given a promotion. It's okay. But with God, I am a victor.